goes a long way in supporting the family as well as educating their children.
It is late afternoon now, and the villagers are returning to their routine work. We are also on our way back to Bangalore. As we move away from the village, with the sun setting in brilliant yellows and oranges, we can hear them starting their singing of group songs and devotional music all over again. The cattle coming home, and children from their schools, and the men and women have their hands full of work, and they want it that way. They have found a new meaning to their life, and life is a little better, more meaningful, and happy for them. We say goodbye and head home. This is Indu Ramesh with Ramamurthy and Rupa signing off from Bangalore, India.
Our email is wings@wings.org. Website www.wings.org. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle Is Cast. Special thanks to Suzette Cullen and to Genevieve Vaughn, author of 36 Steps to a Gift Economy. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
This is Radio, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. We now return to musical programming. The program Son of Night Dreams is now Radio. Ooh. It's cold out there today. Whoa! Look at the snow up in the mountain. There's fresh snow. And welcome aboard. Nimrod's playing in the snow in the mountains, and I'm stuck here at the point, waiting for something to happen. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Next hour and a half or a little less, be prepared for just about anything coming your way. From Yola Tango and the story of Yola Tango, let's move up the earthquake scale just a little bit to Skinny Puppy.
Death feels like the butterfly, can't escape the skyline. Real relationships must die underneath the skyline.
We'll be right back.
We give thanks. We do. We give big thanks to Ogre for the oral impressionist, Kevin Key, a little synthesizer, electronics, and Mark Walk synthesizers and other electronics there. Skinny Puppy. It's been a while. They're still doing it. Myth Maker. And that was Hayes. Trash Tanner here, CITR. It's after 6 o'clock. This program is called Radio Radio. And if you're missing something here, where did he get to today? I think he's suffering from post-Oscar depression or something like that. Oh, well, we called in Cipriano to fill in the gaps here today musically. Cipriano has a new CD out, just called Cipriano with Decaf and Stuntman. So some of the background sounds you hear during this program today will be compliments of Cipriano. All local stuff, of course, as was Skinny Puppy. Now, I'm coming up with some technical difficulties here already in the show, and I mean, I'm the only operator. I don't even have Nimrod, Junior Nimrod, to push around, but my number one CD player doesn't seem to be queuing up, so I guess I better switch over to number three. Thank God, number three was the one that was giving us trouble all the time before, but anyway, we know we had a little pledge drive here a few months back. We're hoping some of the money, did you pay your donation, will go to fixing the turntables and CD players that don't work. It doesn't happen very often, you know, just, you know, every other show.
This is what
Thank you, my son. From Radio Radio at CITR, there's Robin Hitchcock and his latest CD entitled, it's actually Ole Tarantula. It's Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3, because the Venus 3 in there, Peter Buck, of course, formerly R.E.M., Scott McCaughey, who's played with R.E.M. and other bands, and Bill Riflin, drums and percussion. And Bill, well, he played with the Egyptians, I guess, and the Soft Boys and stuff back there, from what I can gather in the small print, but it's getting harder to read. Well, still having problems with CD player number one. It doesn't want to give me the track I need, so I guess I'm stuck with two, and I don't have Nimrod here. He's freaked out and run up into the woods, up into the forest where the snow is, because, you know, he's a snow freak. So what more can I say? But time is flying, and from that Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman CD, let's try more than just a background instrumental. Let's just try something up front here for you now.
Shots till they make the thing drive out after school, back on ice. That was his life. He was gonna play in the big league. Now many ways out of this cold northern town. You work in the mill and get laid in the ground. If you're gonna jump, it will be with the game. Real fast and tough is the only clear lane to the big league. The big league. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna turn some heads. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna knock a lid. Moves when he turned 18. Scholarship in school on a big U.S. team. Out with his girl near Lake McLean. Hit a truck doing 70 in the wrong lane to the big league. The big league. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna turn some heads. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna knock a lid. Sometimes at night I can hear the ice crack. It sounds like thunder and it rips through my back. Sometimes in the morning I still hear the sound. Ice meets metal. Can't you drive me down to the big league? The big league. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna turn some heads. My boy's gonna play in the big league. My boy's gonna knock a lid. Never can tell what might come down. Never can tell how much you get. Just don't know, no, you never can tell. So do right to others like you do to yourself in the big league.
There you go. It's Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman. That was called Big League. And check it out. There's about 14 tracks on that new Cipriano CD, which I would imagine is available at certain selected record stores, not your run-of-the-mill record stores, so to speak. So to, you know, whatever. Are we emptying the garbage cans out there? I hear clunking in the hall. Okay. Message to our mayor, Sam Sullivan, and for you, the general public. Please, let's give the taxi companies more cabs. You ever have a problem getting a taxi? You know, some days it's just about impossible to get a cab. And apparently, like, Vancouver is way behind for taxis for, you know, our population compared to other cities around the country and around North America. So I guess if you can call City Hall, because I guess apparently they're going to decide in the next while, if they haven't already, whether to allow the taxis to have more taxis, because, you know, they're limited to what they can have out there. So call City Hall if you're not happy. Let Sam know that we should give the taxi companies a chance to get more taxis out there, right? CITR 101.9 FM Radio Radio.
Just a little red rooster.
Little Red Rooster, right? You've heard the Stones do that one, maybe, but there's the one of the old original guys, Howlin' Wolf. Chicago Blues. Speaking of Chicago, we're looking at a band, 1952, Edgewood High School in the south side of Chicago. Lead singer Perkle Lee Moses Jr., tenors Lois Bradley and Jewel Jones, baritone James Maddox and bass Richard Nickens first called themselves the Five Stars, and their biggest fan was the school's custodian Johnny Moore, who became their manager. They wanted to name themselves after a fancy car, and since the Cadillacs was already taken, they simply used the name of the hottest Cadillac model, which just happened to be the Eldorado.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Do you want? Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Just like she did before. Oh.
From the south side of Chicago, they're the Eldorados. That song was number one in the R&B charts and number 17 on the pop charts back in 1955, a time when such rowdy tunes scared off a lot of people. All right, not us, though. Especially not the Dead Cats. Oh, scary stuff.
Sphere. They live on love and they feed on fear. They'll suck you dry and make you a wreck. Bloody love from a kiss on the neck. They slink by the light of an absent moon and drink your life from a silver spoon. Their eyes shine bright in the dark and the gloom. A howl in the night screams a warning of doom. Voodoo beat. They sleep in the day, dream and they eat. Sleep to the rhythm of the silent dead and crawl through the dark to the heart in your bed. Sweet blood in your veins in the depths of your dream. Teeth on your lips, muffle your scream. Stalking in moonlight, alive in the dark. Quicken your pulse.
Okay, the Dead Cats there. Well, all right, Feline 500 is the title of their CD, which it's been out for a while now here. I think it came out last summer or something. I don't see a date on here. 2007. Oh, did it actually come out this year? Okay. Anyway, for all you cat lovers there, they're the Vampire Cats, and Mick Chopper, Little Bastard, and Scooter are the Dead Cats right here at CITR. And just a little earlier on there, we did hear from the Eldorados and Howlin' Wolf. All right, well, it's come to the point of the show. By the way, if you're wondering what's happened to Junior Nimrod today, he's out and about, a little shaken up with the Oscars, and also he got lost, got snow blinded today, and he is up in the North Shore there, up by, where's the ski slope? Cypress Bowl area. Anyhow, hopefully he'll manage to get through the drifts of snow before the show's over, but in the meantime, let's carry on here and introduce to you our scary moment, but not really, because this is a serious topic, folks. Unidentified flying objects, right, Mike Stranick?
Oh, absolutely. Good evening, John, and hi, Nimrod, wherever you lurk.
Yeah, wherever he lurks.
Yes. Okay, here's a little announcement. The History Channel is going to be doing a show called Hangar 18. Now, Hangar 18 is a legendary place at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, and that's where all the crashed saucers and dead bodies have been taken, supposedly. Whether that's true or not, we don't know, but they are going to do a documentary on it, and it looks like it might be pretty good. There was a flick out called Hangar 18 with Darren McGavin and James Hampton, which was a real hoot. Had nothing to do with reality, but it was a really fun movie. Now, they haven't told a date, so remember the 11th commandment, thou shalt check thy local listings.
And you'll give us an update when you find out if it's
absolutely
before them. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, California, Rancho Cucamonga. If you remember, I think it was Jack Benny, it was Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. That was a very funny word to everybody back east. Witness saw a bright orange object with symbols underneath. It appeared to be in the distance or in distress, and flames were falling from it as it hovered stationary about 35 miles east of L.A. It then darted off north over the San Gabriel Mountains. Follow-up investigation, the guy said it looked like a hot cross bun with four sections, so sort of square with rounded corners. The symbols looked like Chinese writing. There was no sound at all. It was the size of a golf ball held at arm's length, and that is huge. And it was observed for 7 to 10 minutes. Tennessee, Crossville, about 100 miles from Nashville. Witness stated that it was morning around 6 a.m. and she was walking from her field when she heard a faint noise, a light swoosh, swoosh, swoosh sound. She looked up, and right over her head was a light silvery ship passing below the low clouds. It curved around and took off through the clouds, heading southwest. What she noticed most was the boomerang shape, the color, and the sound it made swishing through the clouds. Chile, Villarrica. Most of the town saw an enormous UFO that hung in the sky for quite a few minutes. It was an extremely large vessel with very powerful lights, and behind it were 15 or so smaller lights glowing brightly. Now, just down the road from there is a place called Viña del Mar, a very nice resort area. It's where I had my first taste of squid. And this is always interesting because this helps everybody. The Chilean government has disclosed a series of sightings and encounters between military pilots and UFOs. Captain Rodrigo Bravo, with authorization of the Army Command, took part in an international discussion of the subject in which he disclosed spectacular experiences in various parts of Chile. Captain Bravo presented videos and photos while discussing the encounters that pilots of his branch had undergone in the last 10 years. The government of Chile is now consulting and sharing information with the good local UFO organizations. And that is not unusual in the rest of the world. France, Australia, Belgium, a lot of countries we have, you know, the powers that be are actually working along with the ufologists. So hopefully that'll get us some help. And this one I just love. Prufo's police report. This is an example of one person doing what he can with what he's got. Detective Constable Gary Hazeltine of the British Transport Police has been unofficially collecting UFO-type reports from their files. So far, he has located 213 cases dating between 1901 and 2005 involving 500 British police officers. And this is interesting because a lot of these are probably never reported publicly ever. And what happened in 1901? Well, it was in West Yorkshire, December 21st. Two uniformed officers were walking their snow-covered beat when suddenly a green light illuminated the surrounding area. The officers looked up and saw a UFO shaped like a cigar pointed at both ends. The object emitted occasional flashes and sparks. They watched the object for 15 minutes as it slowly and silently moved across the sky, disappearing into the distance. And the object was moving at no more than 100 to 150 feet in the air. There were two other separate witnesses reported similar objects in two nearby towns. And that, I repeat, was 1901. It reads just like a report from today. And that was over 100 years ago.
Gee.
And the final thing, the O'Hare Airport case. Keep your eyes on it. Keep following it. For once, the media is not letting go of this thing.
That's good. Well,
That's very good.
It's very good, yes. And maybe we'll find out if Dan Aykroyd's been doing anything more regarding that.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Michael, for keeping me up to date, because almost on a regular basis I've been getting UFO stories via you for emails and websites. And there's a lot more pictures out there of UFOs, I've noticed.
An awful
lately.
Lot, yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a few more out there.
Yeah.
We've been listening to, and we do at this same time on the program every week, speak to Michael Strainick. He's a local ufologist and expert on the subject, representative for the Center for UFO Studies here in Vancouver. And thank you, Michael Strainick, for that latest on the world of UFOs.
My pleasure as always, and be prepared for a riotous summer.
All
Everyone's
right.
predicting a lot of action this year.
Sounds good.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
This midsummer night, everyone is sleeping.
All right, there she is, Kate Bush at CITR's, formerly Son of Night Dreams, now known as Radio Radio. And that's Kate Bush's album. We have played that before in the show, but it's a double CD. And we do recommend you check that one out for sure. It's called Ariel, the title track of a double CD, and we heard Nocturne. Okay, just for a little background here right now on the program, let's bring on some more of Cipriano. Here we are. We got, Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman. Makes some great background stuff for us here. As we remind you, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine at your favorite record store. It's got a calendar there in the center. Reminds you that Van Morrison's playing tonight at GM Place. If you're trying to find a place to park, good luck. And if you don't have to pay $20 or $30 just for a parking spot. Alrighty, and tonight, as the Discorder magazine reminds you, we've got a jazz show at 9 o'clock, and I know Bumpo, if you're out there, you should check it out for the jazz show. It's heard here every Monday night at CITR, and of course features our own Gavin Walker with 3 hours of nothing but jazz. I wonder what's on the show for tonight. Let's see. Well, if you check back in the Discorder magazine, actually it'll tell you what's on, but I see for tonight, I think pianist Les McCann and his trio are on tonight's Blue Mitchell Trumpet and a bunch of good stuff, so check that out for sure. 9 o'clock here at this radio station. Just want to remind you about a gig coming up here real soon in Vancouver. It's a historic R&B reunion with five of Vancouver's most popular 60s bands, the Night Train Review, Kenny Steele and the Chantels, Jason Hoover and the Epics, the Nocturnals, and Soul Unlimited. Now, the first show, which is over at the Hellenic Center coming up on March 24th, is sold out, but they've added a second night on Saturday, June the 9th at the Red Robinson Show Theater. So you should check that out. Call 541-224-2277 for tickets, 514-2277 for tickets. And here's one of the bands that will be playing at the Grooveyard Reunion, a band that brings back memories, the Nocturnals.
You think you broke my heart, baby, you are wrong. Slow down a bit, but my heart's beating strong. You think you caused me pain, but baby, you were true. I knew all along, I couldn't believe in you. You think tears are falling from my eyes, when I see the baby gonna be in for a big surprise. You thought you'd leave me here all alone. I sit right here and cry. Just take a look when I go walking by. Cause baby, you lie. You think I'm crying now, but baby, you are wrong. You thought you hurt me bad, but my heart's beating strong. You think you left me sad, but baby, you were true. Baby, I could tell you never, never, never be true. You think you fall from my eyes, when you see me, baby, gonna be in for a big surprise. You thought you'd leave me all alone. Hope you didn't think I'd stay at home. But you thought I'd sit right here and cry. Just take a look when I'm walking by. Cause baby, you lie. Bad, but my heart's beating strong. You think you left me sad, baby, you were true. Baby, I could tell you never, never, never be true. You never, never, never be true. You never, never, never be true. Well, 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 you never, never, never.
Alrighty, there they are, the Nocturnals, and You Lied, and they're rehearsing like mad, getting themselves together for that big gig with five bands: Night Train Review, Chantels, Kenny Steele, Jason Hoover Epics, Soul Unlimited, and of course the band you just heard, the Nocturnals, playing. Well, if you don't have tickets for the March 24th show sold out at the Hellenic Center, then check out the Grooveyard Reunion on Saturday, June the 9th at the Red Robinson Show Theater, and more info. You got to be over 19. Tickets 604-514-2277. Speaking of groups coming to town, here's another band coming to town real soon. Actually, they'll be here on the 11th of March at Richards on Richards. And if you have never seen this band, I don't think they've ever played in Vancouver. As far as I know, they may have, but I never saw them before, so I got a ticket for sure. The Zombies, March 11th. The Zombies from Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in Vancouver from the Student Union Building at UBC. The Zombies are in town at Richards on Richards on March the 11th. And I just got a CD with about 23 of their songs. And that one, if you recall, was also recorded by a band called The People back in the mid to late 60s. There you go, a little Zombies fun. And just before that, of course, a little fun from the Nocturnals, back also from the 60s. Well, we bounce all over the place here. Right now, let's bring on a little bit more of Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman. A little background, because we've had some people wanting to know, when do our clocks spring ahead? And it's going to be earlier this year, so it's getting close. Saturday, the 10th of March, you will be springing your clocks ahead 1 hour to daylight saving time. So keep that in mind. Mark it on the calendar and get used to it. We're stuck with it. If you want to find out when the International Space Station's going over Vancouver, go to that website, Heavens Above. That's Venus, the bright one, in the southwest, or west right now, just going down. Saturn rising in the eastern sky. It's well up there now at sunset. Keep your eye on the sky. Dark Matter Man reminding you, you never know what's up there, whether it's a UFO or a planet. There's always something new in the skies. Spaceweather.com, another good website to check out what's happening out there.
We'll be right back.
This is Radio Radio. Nimrod's lost in the snow. He's snow blinded tonight. Can't join us in the show, unfortunately. This is Too Tall Trash Tanner with you here. Just after 7 it is. Anybody see the Oscars last night? Woo-hoo. Wild stuff on the Oscars, I tell you. It was great, though. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Emilio. Emilio. Yes. Emilio Morricone. Great stuff. Well, admittedly, Clint did flub his line, blamed not bringing his glasses. Speaking of glasses, Nimrod, if you have to get glasses, don't be like Clint Eastwood and leave them at home. Bring them with you. Don't be shy just because you have to wear glasses. So what did you think of the Oscars? Well, good question. Departed Best Picture, okay. Scorsese, Best Director, well, it's about time. Forrest Whitaker, yeah, well, great Edie Amin. Helen Mirren, though, oh boy, if you saw the Queen, well, she was the Queen. The rest of it, I don't know. Alan Arkin, okay. Jennifer Hudson, well, you know, whatever. It's not really the people that decide this, is it? And Ellen DeGeneres, vacuuming. Oops, somebody dropped their rolling papers. Must have been the band. My Italian is not very good, but Ennio Morricone. Well, if you want it in French, it'll be Les Bons, Les Brus et Les Truands. If you want it in Italian, Il Buono, Il Brutto, Il Cattivo. Oh, well, we tried. Just a little good, bad, and the ugly. Just before that, we have Evan Dando was in here with the Lemonheads. He did a song called Let's Just Laugh. Well, I'm getting better at the computer. Nimrod, you would be proud of me here on Radio Radio because I brought up a young Galaxy. Young Galaxy is a guy, well, we've known him for years. We used to work with him at the Museum Space Center. His name's Steve Ramsey. And Steve is now, he's got himself a new band. He played with the Stars. Remember when the Stars were here? Anyway, Steve was with them. And he played with Memphis for a while, but now he's got his own band called Young Galaxy. And if you go to younggalaxy.com, you can go to his website, hear some of the tunes, and he's got a MySpace thing here. So we're going to check it out here. Let's see if we can get this to work.
Come on.
tracks they're playing. Are they playing them all at the same time here or something? What's going on here? They're supposed to be playing Come and See here with Young Galaxy. I think they're playing two tracks at the same time. Okay, I think we'll slip out of that, folks, because sometimes when you get on MySpace, they start one track and then the other one goes over top of it. That seems to be what's happening here, but check it out, MySpace. Well, actually be younggalaxy.myspace.com. Check out our buddy Steve Ramsey. He lives in Montreal now, but I wonder how long it'll take him to move back to the West Coast. I'm sure it won't be too long. Get tired of that weather fast. Okay, well, just about time to slip out of here ourselves. Coming up at 7:30 in the program tonight, it's good old Kara Sue with Alex Yu. And we hope to have Nimrod with us next week and 2 weeks from now on the program. So join us then, will you please? And until then, happy trails from CITR Radio Radio.
inside, babe. Killer eyes and a burning heart, babe. Don't you know you need no other? I'm the man who loves your mother. Open up your arms to me, girl. Let me feel your waterbeat, girl. Sweet lips, flowers and cream. Deep in love, surrender pink steam. Deep in love, you need no other. Deep in love, your lonely lover. I feel your water beat. Lonely lover. Open up to me. Lonely mother. Your sweet lips on mine. Like flowers and cream. Killer, killer eyes. Surrender, pink sting.
Okay, I guess we had time for one more, so let's go from Sonic Youth, or rather Ripped CD, and the Neutral. That was, no, actually called Pink Steam. Let's just bring on the Winks, okay? A little CanCon for you. And, oh, Alex is here. Yes, Kara Sue is next. Radio returns in 2 weeks' time. You Nimrod, wherever you are, they're snow blinded.